Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so
Liquid Death,
the Liquid Death pop,
murder your thirst.
We're getting older and we're getting sober.
Yeah,
woo!
Welcome you to part two of Porch Talks, installment of what are we calling this Halloween game? We haven't even named it.
It's the Halloween
Madness.
Game.
October Madness. So what we did was Kyle filled a bag with 60 horror films from the 2000s up till, well, we're in the 2000s, of 2020, 2022, and we just draw out of a bag, and then the movies have to go against each other, and we're drawing this big bracket, and now we're going through the leftovers. Like, yeah. What didn't this make the
what
cut?
What didn't even
didn't get
picked?
Grabbed, yeah.
And so, just for reintroduce...
This one right here is one of my favorite ones.
I don't know how you would listen to the show before listening to the first one, but we got Big John.
Sub dudes.
Mr. Cobweb. Oh, I introduced y'all both at the same time.
Cobweb. Cool.
Cobweb
now.
The dynamic duo, Mr. Daddy Webb and Brother Cap.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news? Patrick Bateman, American Psycho.
And we're back on that.
I missed the news.
I have to return some videotapes.
Do you know they're making a movie about Blockbuster?
Yeah, it looks stupid.
It does, but...
But American Psycho did get drawn, right?
What?
We drew American Psycho, didn't we?
But did it advance?
Yes, it did. It's on the right side.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is.
So it made the bracket.
But, God, it's got a battle royale coming up.
Yep.
All right.
There.
So, to the baggie. Movies that did not get drawn. Now, we're not saying that these movies did not need to make the cut, but...
No, we're not saying they're not good movies.
They just didn't get picked out randomly in this baggie.
We got a baggie.
What do you got first?
Hereditary.
Ooh, a juggernaut.
Damn. Ones. I wish I could put it up there.
Great movie.
Do we open this up? Do we make one bracket?
For shoulda beens?
We'll just set it off to the
side. Set Hereditary off to the side.
Sit there in the reserves.
It could be the ghost that comes back to whoop your...
It's over here in the reserves.
It's over there. All right, hanging here. Out. I don't know
about it. Screw pass it.
Let you read them off there.
Oh, yes.
Just bagging a rotation.
Ah.
Wolf Creek.
Great fucking movie.
You ever seen the series? The first season's pretty awesome.
Never heard of it.
Never watched the series, but I did watch the movie.
Yep.
Just a suspense.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're next.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Never saw it. Never heard of it.
Girl Boss.
Oh.
High Tension.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's pretty gangster. I know you've seen it. It's kind of weird ending, though. The woman with fucking, like, the Jaws of Life. It's a foreign movie.
Yeah, we did.
Sounded the foreigns, man.
We did. You should.
This ain't
you should.
It's just suspicious. You ain't got to read. It's like cat and mouse shit, dude.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about, like, with horror films that I'll say is, and I think we're getting back to this with, like, maybe even silent films, is, like, if you have...
You ain't got to read.
If you have good acting, like, you don't need dialogue, you don't need monologue. Like, everything can be betrayed by, like, what's going on.
Yeah. That's kind of like Worm. He doesn't say a whole lot, but it's a good movie.
All right, Scream 2022.
Art the Clown never spoke.
True.
Great.
You like Scream 2022?
Yeah. I like all of them. I like that franchise.
You like the Screams?
You seen it?
I have not.
I didn't watch
it. I
didn't
watch
that one yet. I mean, you're for it.
I got, can I spoil it?
Do it.
Go.
Came out at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to, you remember, y'all seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the Asian girl?
Yeah.
The Manson family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
But is this like an inside joke? She's in this, and She's the bad guy, and she gets set on fire again. Same.
Oh my god, every movie she gets set on fire. Yeah.
Awesome. I just noticed that like the last time I watched, like,
and that is something for your IMDb.
Yeah.
When I'm in a movie, I'm probably going to be set on fire.
That's a romantic comedy. Train to Busan. It's probably the best zombie there is.
Really?
For real. This is one of those Korean movies.
That's why.
I'm surprised you didn't have Midnight Meat Train in there or something.
Never watched it.
Don't.
Oh man, it's gonna have to be in reserve.
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Reserve.
Dude, it's actually playing in a drive-in.
That was in one of my. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the QN drive-in.
Yeah.
Oh. Hell House LLC.
Yes. Reserve.
We're gonna have to have an awesome.
Anybody can watch this now on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's free.
Hey.
It's a trilogy, by the way.
But I mean, like, it really doesn't, like, I just really like it.
Yeah.
I really like I've watched it probably like 5 times.
Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it yet. It's I will now.
Kind of creepy.
It's bad creepy. Yeah. It's
like, go to Terror Films on YouTube.
Like, it's what I said earlier. Like, I got it confused with a movie earlier. It's like these, like, college
dimes
students.
Out of here now, man. Straight dimes.
Okay, go ahead.
Creep.
We might have to do a side.
Yeah, dude, that movie. Exactly. Well made.
Movies are uncomfortable.
Bad uncomfortable.
Yeah, bad uncomfortable movie there.
Giving his fake son a bath. Tusk, baby!
There it is.
The podcast.
The podcast horror.
It came back.
We're not done yet.
Throw that.
Yeah, that one's down there.
I love trash.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Want to talk about it, Shia LaBeouf. Or Justin Long again.
Yeah, Justin Long again.
Yeah, I love Kevin Smith, but he should have stayed in his lane.
Cabin
when
Fever.
Does he ever?
Cabin Fever, great movie.
Yeah.
The new one or the
no?
The
I'm going Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Why are you talking disrespect Cabin Fever like that? Flesh eating bacteria.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
Eli Roth's got another movie coming out. It's coming soon.
I can't remember. The name of it.
We got to come up with some kind of special bracket if we just keep on building.
Is it going?
I mean, it's a good one, but I don't know. I think those already beat it.
All right.
That's in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call those run-ins.
Yeah.
They run in like...
Shoe-ins.
They like, hey.
No, run-ins like wrestling.
Okay. Yeah.
Good guy's getting beat, and bad guy's getting beat, and the help comes and hits the good guy with a chair. The Poughkeepsie
take. The ref ain't looking. Ooh. Poughkeepsie
takes. Only me and Alan saw that, because he's hanging out with me, and I've watched some weird shit.
I think it's same talk with Cabin Fever. I don't think it holds up with the rest.
That movie's fucked.
It's rough.
Children? He'll kill them.
He didn't give a crap.
I should have put the House of Jack Bill.
Almost like Stacey Abrams.
The Hills Have Eyes remake.
It was all right, but this is a real stinker.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a stinker.
It was all right.
Yeah. Mister, you want to play? Guy with a tumor hanging out about to the floor off his head. Haunt. None of y'all saw that but me, probably.
That's a fact.
Kind of like Hellfest, another haunted house movie.
No.
I am a fan of that genre.
Sticking hands in balls and filth shit.
Oh. I'm not a fan of that.
You know, like the haunted house theme. Like,
you can do that at a truck stop.
Oh, it's spaghetti.
You can do that at any judgment house at Southern Baptist Church here.
Yeah.
Us. Jordan Peele movie.
We had,
Get Out.
We had Get Out.
Yeah, it got beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't make the cut.
You know,
sorry, Jordan.
That one's down, too.
Sorry, buddy.
I like Us.
We are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Us, too.
Yeah.
The Witch.
Burn,
pal.
Just like they did in Virginia.
The Witch. Oh, man, I always wanted to go to Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween. They talk about it. It's like overcrowded, wall to wall.
I bet. It's
more than half the town there.
I bet.
I tell y'all something. If y'all like theme parks, we should do this like as a group. We should go to Orlando and go to Universal Studios.
Toby just got back.
It's dope.
I went to the one in Los Angeles. I did the Hollywood Horror Nights. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
It's fun. I like things like that.
It's really, really fucking awesome.
Getting to the spirit, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think Los Angeles is a little different now.
It's getting into a different spirit.
Yeah.
The Mist!
Oh, it's a fucking fantastic movie.
One of the best endings ever.
It's got to go to the reserve, dude.
You're saying, like, the ending Mist. Is like, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's up there with Saul.
Yeah.
In The Happening.
I like The Happening, too.
I mean,
I never finished it.
Plants killing people?
American Mary.
American Mary.
Never have I ever.
Underrated. Underrated. All this hard work I did went down to 4. The Ring.
I think that's recently a burn.
It holds up.
He burned it.
Yep.
Getting down to the scraps.
Let's see. There's one that you don't have in here that hurts my heart.
This one right here can hurt Webb's heart. Death Proof.
You got the car.
I knew. I have the Death Proof tattoo. I mean, shit.
That's
I love Death like that.
I gotta watch Death Proof.
That was an awesome double feature. There's one that you haven't pulled that.
It's just hurting my heart.
Matter of fact, last time we got up, y'all had recently went and done that. The double feature. Y'all had just recently went and done that when they did the double feature of you.
Well, that was... No, that was...
That was with the Rob Zombie.
Yeah. That was... I'm surprised you hadn't put... Did you have Devil's Rejects in there?
No, I don't want to read
that. I like this film coming up right here. I do like this
I didn't
film.
Want to put it in this... I mean, it ain't quite horror, man.
Man, it's...
What do you say after about Tony Ready or Not?
Who do you go for?
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Here I come.
Yellow Chucks.
Yeah.
It's great. Fun watch, man. It's got some Samara Weaving in it.
Yeah.
Okay. She gets married and the family plays the game.
Good film, under. Getting burned.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yellow Chucks. They don't even sell Yellow Chucks.
Last but not least, possibly. It might be the least.
Might be. Black Phone.
I was intrigued and disappointed.
I like
all
it.
At the same time.
Why didn't my favorite bug get in there?
Dang.
Hey, we can throw some honorable mentions in there. Come on. We can do
for it. Worst movie of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, throw some in there.
You didn't like Black Phone?
I liked it, but I want to go back
and
watch
it. Man, it's got a good ending.
Yeah, the ending's the best part.
All right, so now we have to decide what are we gonna deal with those, or are we gonna play the bracket?
I think we battle those at the end.
Yeah,
we battle those against the winner.
They are a shoe-in.
Yeah, yep, let's battle those against the winner.
They gotta hold up. To
Moving
the
back to the bracket, these are the films that moved on. First up, The Conjuring versus Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
The Conjuring's creepy.
Yeah,
it is.
Scary Stories makes me feel cozy.
Yeah, it's that warm and fuzzy horror.
That cool looking creatures.
Yeah.
Think of the feeling that you get watching both of those.
And remember that The Conjuring 2 is also on the other side of the bracket.
It is. So they could still battle each other.
Do you remember that part where that little girl runs in the house at the end?
Mm-hmm. I think it. Come on.
Mm-hmm. He's laughing.
Yeah. Quite the scene.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Conjuring.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, The Conjuring moves on.
Freak! I watch Scary Stories.
I'm the only one.
Year,
I'm the only one with Scary Stories because, like Cobb, it's like I watch it every year.
Yeah.
So
it's just fun.
Conjuring moves on. Conjuring, I mean,
it's,
okay. It's not. It just isn't fair.
It's the feel.
It's
the
easy
feel
to watch.
Yeah.
It's that horror movie you show your kids.
It really is.
Like I show Conjuring to my kids.
Oh, wow. Me too, yeah.
And the middle.
I don't have kids, but if I did.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're out.
Well,
this one ought to be
It's been
pretty.
A nice run, it.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
All right, so Rob Zombie versus Pennywise.
Yeah, we got some.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Dr. Satan!
It.
That's going to be...
House of a Thousand Corpses.
All day, every day.
Every day.
Sorry.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
I mean, I'm sorry, Pennywise, right, but...
What if, like, let's just say that... What if it was the OG It?
OG It? I still
like
think
the
House of a Thousand Corpses.
I like the new one better than the OG.
I do. Yeah. Me too, man.
I'm with like the it, not yeah. the part
yeah.
two
yeah.
one.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
So, yeah, I think
yeah,
that's
I still think
that's the move.
Yeah,
sorry, Pennywise. Look like cat's ball. Just whooped that y'all, ass.
As you're going through the breakdown with us, if you believe that we messed up, let us know.
Yep. Tell, if you have a
tell
problem,
Big John.
Tell me. I'll take care of your problems.
Tell me on Twitter.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you where you can put your problems.
Cabin in the Woods versus Hostel.
Ah. Oh. I think it's easy.
I don't know that. I mean, they're both totally different as far as I would say what was scarier would probably be Hostel.
Mm.
I would say that.
I'd rather watch Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods, I just had so much fucking, so much shit in it.
Yeah,
the Merman. I mean,
different too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm leaning Cabin.
Thor yeah. trying to although, jump like, that cliff and hit
although
the
Hostel.
Hostel's yeah. fucking gory Hostel was shit. Pretty, it's gory.
And like the
shit.
Thing about Hostel goes back to like strangers and other things,
yeah,
right? It's like
could really happen.
It could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Cabin
but I mean,
woods,
like, could a merman
I mean,
happen?
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We can't rule it out. We don't know what reality.
But we're going
have.
Cabin.
Guess we'll
we're
go
going Cabin in the Woods.
We're gonna go. Yeah.
I mean, is that hey, I mean, Cobb? What do you think?
I own Cabin in the Woods. And I don't.
I own both
Hostel,
of them.
So
I think that's just.
You know why I own them? Physical copies.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one.
Who we got?
Paranormal Activity versus Insidious.
All right, that was a wasn't Insidious a wild card that beat Strangers? Is that right?
No, Strangers won.
Strangers
so Insidious.
Won, yeah, but Insidious was a okay.
Tiptoe. Oh, Tiny Tim, man, I got that record.
He does.
Tiptoe to the Tomb.
I got a record with a bunch of songs, and it just has that one.
Yeah.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
I'm like, it's.
I love Insidious.
When I get done, and I've watched it several. When I get done watching Insidious, I feel like Insidious is in the room with me.
Yeah, I yes. feel like I've been violated.
Yeah,
yes. I feel like it's dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, but Paranormal is actually a good matchup for this one.
It is a good one. Yeah, it is definitely is. But
it's more campy, I'd say, than Insidious.
Yeah, I mean, I love Paranormal Activity.
Did y'all like Insidious too?
I did.
Yeah.
I like all of them,
yeah.
except for the Lost Key.
I want all the Paranormal Activity, but I want to say Insidious would still beat it.
I'm with it.
Yeah,
with
I like the demon with gauges and all that. Yeah.
Personally, I would have picked Paranormal Activity.
Okay. You have a voice.
You look, do have a voice.
But it's three, y'all.
But look at the two that we aren't going to be
Paranormal Activity's lawyer.
Yeah, you're Paranormal Activity.
You could have made your argument, and it could have changed
it
my mind.
It could have swayed
well,
somebody.
As a franchise, Paranormal Activity is way better than the Insidious franchise.
Do you think so?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to move on with
the
just
story
the franchise
of the
value? Or it's film by film here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody's going to go to shit after the third one.
But Paranormal Activity didn't
let's
make...
look at this right here, what's not going to get to battle each other.
Why aren't they? Well, what I'm thinking
Strangers has already whooped it.
What do we do there?
It would have been great. Jennifer's Body and in the Babysitter.
What if we had Strangers and X battle each other? And then Jennifer's Body and the Babysitter and then Saul and Ginger Snaps battles. Because I mean, we gotta break down of the bracket. We have to make a decision.
We
about
have
what
to
we're
make a
do.
Call here.
Yeah, because there's gonna be somebody's gonna be left.
Why don't we just do a three-way pick?
Would either of these two beat the Strangers?
Or that's pick the two that. In the burner pile, and we have to decide. Like
we gotta put them between them, or what?
Oh, I'm picking Strangers over with both these.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Jennifer's Body and the Babysitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, is that
first time doing a bracket?
Yeah,
please be patient.
We're playing it out.
We got these shoe ins. We're just giving buys to. I'm
so
trying to get them in the game.
Strangers is gonna be there anyway.
What if I'm saying like we have six burners down there?
Yeah.
Why don't we decide the best two of those and then
battle royale? Battle the best two of the other one.
No. Well, one of those will fight Strangers and the other one fights X. You see what I'm saying? And then it evens the bracket out. Because right now, like, even when you move on, you still got a screwed up bracket.
Yeah, six. Well, what happens when the six becomes three?
So you have to go, like, let's go ahead and say Ginger's. Ginger Snaps versus Saul. It is. I can say whatever I want about it. Jennifer's Body and the Babysitter, that moves on. And those four fight and then you have like a alternative bracket between like what we have going on down here and those that we gave buys because they're so damn good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I feel like Trick or Treat would have got a number one seed.
Oh God, we're doing seeds now. Shit.
I mean, the bracket, like here we, I knew this was going to be a problem. Yeah. Like we got to decide what to do.
Yeah.
That's We've true. Got to make a decision here.
Should have been 60.
Damn you, we should have played them all.
Let's just, yeah, let's battle them and battle them. And then whoever wins that.
How about, all right, so let's just hypothetically put Strangers and X down there with those shoe-ins. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what they are. Because, yeah, we should just erase them and find the slips. Put them with the...
yeah, that's...
Or just pull them at the bottom there.
Yeah, just look over them.
Yeah, they're not there.
Right up under them.
So Jennifer's Body the Babysitter, who wins? Are we going for hotness again?
I'm going Jennifer's Body.
I'm going to go with Jennifer's Body.
Yeah. Sounds like we're going after hotness again. Jennifer's Body moves on.
Matt Diablo Cody's a great writer.
Nerd.
She is a person who wrote Juno.
Let me see. Let me see what I have in mind here.
Do you remember Juno with Elliot Page?
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot. Elliot. Elliot, like it.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah, it's not that.
I did it.
He right. got pregnant in Juno.
He did.
Knocked up. You bigoted motherfucker. Jennifer's Body.
I forgot he's a dude now, or she's a dude now.
You bigot. Get it right.
I thought she was hot.
I did too.
She was. I mean...
Don't turn this on me.
Yeah.
I never thought.
All right.
He was hot.
I didn't say anything about he.
Yeah, I don't know what he is. He came along.
What
about
what was that super?
Was
it like what was that superhero movie? It's like Somebody versus the World.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim versus
Scott
the world.
Pilgrim.
That's
yeah.
Zoe Deschanel.
It is Zoe. Yeah.
She's super hot.
All right, so yeah, Jennifer's Body moves on. We're getting away from being canceled. Yeah. Texas right. Chainsaw. Yes. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Do you want the board back?
It don't matter.
Dude, I'm... Well, actually, this side of the bracket works good for me, being left-handed.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Jessica Biel versus our boy, Art the Clown from Birmingham, Alabama.
Huntsville.
Terrifier.
Huntsville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifier or Texas Chainsaw?
Terrifier.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm kind of Texas too.
I mean,
myself.
I'm nope. more terrified. I think
I'm Terrifier for sure. I mean,
imagine what Art
value.
Would do to Jessica Biel.
Here's
imagine.
All right, here, we're at a debate. We got this side.
Imagine.
Versus, okay.
Get arrested by Ermie or whatever his name is, the sheriff, in the back seat.
Yeah.
All right. Ermie, what about? I was only able to watch Terrifier once, and I have no interest in owning it. It just, once you see a girl get sawed down.
Yeah, that's all you need to see is that one
just
time.
Just one time. Now, Texas Chainsaw has rewatchable value.
It does.
This is the case that I'm making. It's a franchise. Terrifier is not as well known as Texas Chainsaw, but Art the Clown is, he never spoke.
Neither did Leatherface.
That's it. So that argument's out.
That argument's gone.
At least he made some sound.
I love... That's my favorite franchise.
I mean, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is definitely a...
It is a rewatchable. I have not rewatched Terrifier.
What's the point? Like, it's burnt into your mind forever.
If you watch it once, that's all you need to know.
So what are we saying?
I say Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'll go with your argument there on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You sway this, man.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but so, even though Terrifier was really fucking awesome.
It was a great movie.
He's a new...
I'll tell you what, we'll give it a circle.
He's a new...
it's special.
He's a new...
Can we go back with that? These are specials, but like they just aren't good enough. Vacancy versus American Psycho.
American Psycho. What the...
I mean,
Vacancy's good, but you know, goddamn, American Psycho is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell Psycho?
Not the way you do
Thank
it.
Thank you. It's not a word I write a lot.
The Conjuring 2 versus Disturbia. It's a shoe in.
Yeah. The Conjuring 2.
Shit.
My cow.
Now we've lost.
Disturbia, Shia LaBeouf. It's like.
It's like
Most people today that are in the films probably haven't even heard of it.
The Simpsons did an episode that was
It's from Rear Window or whatever. They did.
Where Bart
Conjuring 2
was grounded.
They got it from Rear Window. Wasn't that the name of that old movie where the dude's got his leg broke? Oh, I think my neighbor's killing his wife.
Yeah,
that's it. Conjuring 2. Right. Oh.
Black and White.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn versus Evil Dead. I think this is easy.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead prevails.
Yeah, I'm going to go Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Any last words for Wrong Turn?
Nope.
You were fun.
Took its last Wrong Turn.
I liked it.
Thank you. You only had to make three,
that's
okay?
It?
West Virginia.
Saul versus Ginger Snaps.
Practical effects of Ginger Snaps.
Well, if we look you know, how we've
Saul
been
could
been
actually
here lately,
happen.
We've been, there's a hotness.
Hotness is lost.
Yeah.
This round.
As
It has lost this round.
Shoe in. I think it's half and half.
Maybe.
So we're saying, maybe. Like, okay, Saw, I will never forget, like, I watched Saw in theaters years ago.
Damn, you watched it in theaters?
Yeah, me too.
Had the DVD at the house, the old party house that we had. Like, it was a movie that we would put on as the after party.
It's one of the coolest DVD covers, too.
I remember at the end of it that I was like, whoa.
It's not a bad franchise. Like, yeah. I mean, you get the point, but you will watch it.
You'll watch it.
Yeah.
So, Ginger Snap, any argument for Ginger Snap other than hotness?
That's pretty terrible.
It's a good movie.
Oh, really?
Great movie, man. Great. Mm. You liked it so much you watched the second one?
Yeah, I watched the second one.
I didn't even know there was a second one.
Well, there you go. You knew there were 13 Saws.
Yeah, there's 13 Saws.
It's just as successful as Fast and the Furious.
There you go. Hey.
Is it really? That is a fact.
It is.
I don't think it is.
Saw is like a household horror.
Saw's got it.
All right. Well, the board moves on. And
look, we have a whole bracket now.
Oh, look at that.
Look at there.
Everything worked.
Is it working?
It did.
All right, so to let the audience know, because you cannot see the board, but...
Oh, he's got a bat. There comes Trick or Treat. Boom.
So the bracket has moved down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on one, 6 on the other. We still have the shoe-ins. Are they going to act as bats? Is that, I mean, what are we saying about this?
Something.
The most fucked up bracket. This should have been like a. We should have started with 64, just like they do.
Yeah,
this
the whole thing.
I was one away from 64. I think.
Gosh.
Could have came up with that.
But we're moving on. We're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving.
You missed the line.
We're making it work.
How many do we need? Did it work,
sir?
That shouldn't have been there.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So it's 8.
There you go.
That should have been there.
He had too many lines. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So it is. Everything is actually perfect, with the exception of the shoe-in.
It worked out. It worked out.
Worked out well.
Just because we did have the wild cards on both sides. Go. So it worked.
I got you right here.
Oh, sweet. All right. Do you want to take back over the board? We're on your side of the board now, you right-handed fool.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty now.
All right, so now we gotta start thinking about what we're talking about here, you know? Cause
Think?
Oh no, I think they might just end up themselves here. We're gonna figure it out. All we gotta do is just battle them out and see what happens.
Who will fight the 1,000 corpses in the final round?
That's it.
Yeah. But
that's actually not the final round.
I know. I just got it going.
Yeah. That was probably gonna
matter of fact. After we do this, we need to figure out who prevails, and then you would have another smooth bracket.
Yep.
I'd go ahead and Trick or Treat would have been up in here.
Well, we can add it after this round.
Yeah, let's do this first. Yeah. So it's The Conjuring versus House of 1,000 Corpses. We're saying Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
He's got it.
Yeah. 1,000 Corpses.
I don't think we need to even talk about it anymore.
Because, I mean, you got Conjuring 2 over there, which is, arguably y'all say was the better film.
Yeah, the best, yeah.
Yep. All right.
Y'all want to go this way?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, let's go down.
The Cabin in the Woods versus Insidious.
I'm going with Insidious.
I think Insidious beats Cabin in the Woods.
I think so, too.
Do you?
I do. Cabin in the Woods was good. I love it, but I think Insidious was a little bit creepier than Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. Cabin in the Woods just
and then that damn bat.
We're back on our hotness scale. Jennifer's Body.
Versus Strangers.
Versus, I'm going Strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go Strangers.
Strangers, number one seed.
For sure.
It was. It should have been on the northeast side of town. My turn.
Strangers. Didn't we talk about Strangers last year, too?
Probably so. It's one of my faves.
Texas Chainsaw. This is a good matchup. Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Jessica Biel versus American Psycho.
I want to see that fight.
Yeah.
That would he had a chainsaw at one part. He knows how to aim that thing when the girl runs downstairs.
I'm going Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, I gotta go Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, I would win American Psycho.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Because we got old school Texas Chainsaw Massacre out there. And where am I going? Which one would I rather watch? I'd rather watch the old school one.
The OG Texas Chainsaw Jessica Biel?
The first one is...
It is really...
It's like a home video.
But I do like the remake.
I do,
too. The remake is solid.
I like its shininess.
Is Jessica Biel enough to carry it through versus Christian Bale?
Yeah, Christian Bale. I don't think so. I don't think...
American Psycho?
I want to go American Psycho.
We going to move it? American Psycho?
This is it.
Because he is right.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Rewatch.
We're not talking about the franchise. We're talking specifically about that remake.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just that one.
Versus American Psycho.
You gotta look at it like you, whatever you don't pick's gone forever.
Yeah, it's dead.
So
I mean, died of ass cancer.
No, yeah, no.
With that being said, that is still damn tough.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul!
I think, like, just because you've been quoting it the entire time, American Psycho.
Yeah, I say American Psycho's gotta move on.
Here we go. I'm down with it.
That was a tough one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to get harder.
Just stab in the dark. Because
Jesus Christ, look at what's coming up across the board.
The Conjuring 2 versus Evil Dead.
Oh. Mm. The Evil Dead remake was really, I thought it was good.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, I thought it was amazing as far as how they did it. But The Conjuring 2.
Conjuring 2.
Was better than The Conjuring, just The Conjuring.
The OG, yeah.
I'm going Evil Dead.
I can't not go Evil Dead. I just the way I feel, Evil Dead is where it's at. Cause
that's weird.
I gotta pay homage to
The Conjuring. Really did. I mean, both of it made it pretty.
Yeah,
pretty deep.
It did.
Yeah, they're deep.
They both did.
They fought some good fights.
Look at you, Conjuring.
But I'm gonna look at you. I'm gonna say
Evil Dead for you, Cobb.
I mean,
I'm just over here stewing on it.
We're gonna.
What the time for?
I think I'd rather watch The Conjuring 2.
Over Evil Dead?
Yeah, man, it hurts.
Well, Cobb is right. You have to think about this as like you're deleting one forever. Which would you rather be stuck with, Conjuring 2 or Evil Dead?
Evil Dead.
I'm sorry. Sound pretty confident.
I know it's not the original Evil Dead. It'd be different if it was the original Evil Dead.
No, dude, I'm close, so I can go either way.
So I'm going to say a swing vote. I'm going to say it goes to John. Conjuring 2 or Evil Dead?
Rewatchability.
She got raped by the vines.
Exactly.
Conjuring 2.
Just like they did in the original. All right, by Evil Dead.
While I write this, it's Saul versus X.
Oh, man.
Mm. Nice knowing you, Saul.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to say X is...
I haven't even seen X, I'm just going to say it's better than Saul.
X.
You just the feels you get.
Kid Cudi.
My
as a gator.
Dude.
And the chick that's the new Wednesday that's coming out in November.
Which one?
The one that's coming out in November.
I know, I mean, which chick was it?
I'm trying to make this clear. It kind of got convoluted.
The one that held the boom.
Oh.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hope it's woke.
Well, you'll probably get what you want.
Yeah. As always.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what's happened?
I'm trying to guide it.
Who's doing what? Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll start it. We'll start on the right side of the board. It's American Psycho versus Conjuring 2.
Conjuring 2.
Mm.
Mm. I mean, Conjuring Dude had took over Evil Dead, so it's got to keep on going. I mean, that's the way I feel.
Is that how the bracket goes now? It don't go this way.
That's a question. Do you want it to go that way?
We could. And I think you like that better?
I think that I like that a lot better, actually.
Now we're battling each side.
So now it goes here, here, and here. How the hell did...
Oh, now we're back
it's
to
It's actually
three.
Strangers. It's not... We should... That should yeah, be a little smaller. Yeah, we'll circle it for hotness. This is the hotness scale. So, we have House of 1,000 Corpses versus American Psycho. I'm going Rob Zombie here, boys.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
One of the greatest main menus ever.
You want some fried chicken?
Well, shit the bed.
Insidious versus Conjuring 2, which I think is a good face-off.
That is a very good face-off.
Insidious versus Conjuring 2?
I'm going to say Insidious.
I got to go with Insidious.
Yeah.
Do you have a point?
I keep seeing dude in the background.
Yeah, he's hanging
in
with
the
me.
Damn, I see that guy.
Lipstick Demon.
Yeah.
So you talking?
Yeah.
I like the lady though, or you know the man cross dressing.
Yeah.
From the second one.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't remember that. No, he's a dude.
Well, he's expressing himself, herself,
oh,
themself,
whatever.
Themself.
What woke is
face self.
Zim.
Zim.
Zim. Zim. Zim.
Get with the program. A shoe in, but not there. Strangers versus X, and I have to break off. It is Strangers now for me.
You're calling it? It's Strangers.
It's Strangers versus X.
Just because I haven't seen X and I have seen Strangers, I'm going with Strangers.
Okay, so let me give you a little highlight here. This old bitch is extremely narcissistic.
Okay.
And in her old age is exceptionally horny and thinks she's a whole lot more than what she is.
Okay, I know a few of those.
And they've had breast augmentation. But,
okay.
A bitch gets fed to an alligator. How do you feel about that versus just strangers? Think about the opening scene.
What about old people sex? What about that?
Yeah. Strangers.
Did strangers have old people sex in it?
I'm going strangers. That's my point.
Strangers. Shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, bye, X.
Bye, X. You had a good run.
I mean, you're my top movie for this year, at least.
It's my favorite movie so far.
Yeah.
I rented it twice before I could find it.
A little circle for you.
You actually do.
Might have three times.
I feel like there should have been something circled. Like, nothing over here really stood out for us. It's like, nothing got the circle. Everything passed as it should have. Like, we kind of circled, like,
yes. There's always, like, you just, something had to happen.
There's some love.
There's
some movies that got eliminated in this round that we thought were worth remembering was Jennifer's Body, X, Terrifier.
What's left? Strangers, Insidious, and House of 1,000 Corpses?
This is, and then we have to...
We need to start battling them against the dream pot.
What do we want to come down to?
How about we just randomly? We'll start at the top.
Dude, you
randomly
gotta
pick one.
Trick or Treat in there.
Yeah,
it's at the drive-in.
Trick or Treat?
And it's like, 9 years old?
Well, there's people still getting tattoos from that movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's got the most drip of any of them up
there. Trick or Treat. It's a circle. And it's going to have to fight House of 1,000 Corpses.
Damn. Mm. God damn it.
Already. Man, you just threw him to the wolves.
Juggernaut right off the bat.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it ends up down there. I mean, would you rather it fight Strangers?
No, it is where it's at.
Yeah.
No, that's where it is.
I mean, it was an honorable mention. You had to throw it in there. It had to be there. And it's circle.
We got
to
throw it against the top because it's circle.
So name the ones that we have left. Let's go. Y'all got Trick or Treat out the gate.
Dead Proof, Hell House LLC, Hereditary, Creep, and The Mist.
Creep and The Mist can go to hell.
Yeah, we can burn The Mist and Creep.
Damn, what the...
I mean...
Burnt Hereditary.
Trick or Treat. You can go ahead and throw Trick or Treat down. Get that So we're between between three, which is a good place.
Just imagine if with Death Proof, if Quentin Tarantino and Rob Zombie made a film together. Just imagine that. It'd probably be horrible, but you know, because
it would be long and crazy.
Yes, for one thing.
I just want Tarantino to make a horror movie.
I think Death Proof is out on that basis because
I think it is. Yeah,
it's a great film.
I don't think it's a horror movie by any means. No, even though it had some moments.
It's some scary
stuff. I think the beginning was probably the most horror, but yeah.
I think it was built
one of the best fucking
movie.
Wrecks, though.
I think it was built as a horror.
Hell House versus Hereditary.
I say keep Hell House and burn Hereditary.
You ain't seen Hell House. It's pretty good.
But I assume it's good because it's about a haunted house.
People opening up a haunted house and it's really haunted.
You didn't even put the Blair Witch in there, though.
So the remake?
Any of them.
I mean, it can't do 90s.
Yeah. Was it 90? 99. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
Could have did...
Wait a minute.
The second one?
Yeah, the second one, because they came out... Yeah.
Trick or Treat has to battle whoever's there. It's not in yet.
It's going to battle Hell House LLC, I reckon.
It wins.
Trick or Treat just gets in off nostalgia?
Trick or Treat's back in there, huh?
I reckon.
But who's it going to battle?
Thought it battled Hell House. Oh, who's it going to battle on the board now?
Yeah.
Now.
What already took its place?
I guess it's
what already it lost to?
It's on the northern bracket side.
It's
Golly, look at you, Insidious.
There you
look
go.
Look at you.
Insidious versus Strangers. Trick or Treat versus House of 1,000 Corpses.
All right.
We're going like...
Bias!
Both of these movies are feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Feel good.
They are.
But I'm going Rob There's Zombie.
Different feels, though.
Yeah, they're different.
Going Rob Zombie.
This is all year round. That's mainly spooky
That's
season right
just
there.
A Halloween
Trick or Treat.
Yep.
Which I like its bold direction of a horror movie going the Pulp Fiction route of telling a bunch of little stories that twine together at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great.
It's great. Highly recommended.
No, it is a good
Beloved.
Movie. Definitely. Definitely.
But a 1,000.
Yeah. It's gone, but circling.
It's thousands and thousands of corpses all day.
Where the hell does this end up?
It's just right here somewhere.
Yeah. Right there in that little empty corner. Right. Yeah, 1,000.
That's good enough, dude.
Yeah, we know what we're talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
See it.
Strangers versus Insidious.
And like, let's put a little crown on it because it won the north side.
He's got the advantage of waiting. A couple days.
Not so much, because we have Insidious versus The Strangers.
There you go.
We got to go with reality versus reality.
Both. Both still feels.
Well, I like Strangers.
I'm going, I will fight this either way. But once again.
Is Tamara home?
But...
Insidious, same.
I was going to say,
you can still.
I mean, I got some... I know where some stuff is that can make us astral project if we really want to.
Insidious did have a lot of jump scares. That's one thing I did.
I don't care for that.
I don't care for jump scares.
Strangers was very campy. Yeah. And it was constant suspense.
Constant suspense.
It ain't jump scare. It's just creepy guy with a bag on his head in the background.
Yeah, and knocking at your door. Somebody's here.
Strangers, can you prevail?
I would say Strangers.
Yeah, Strangers prevails.
Is Tamara home?
All right. Now we've got the battle royale right here.
I wish we had music.
Yeah.
I will play the Halloween intro.
Black Sunshine playing.
All right, so House of 1,000 Corpses versus Strangers. My mind is made up.
Oh man, you know me and Webb's over here like 1,000 Corpses.
Yeah, all day. I'm like, that's like one of my...
I said, since Strangers beat Insidious, Strangers has got to win for me.
Do what?
Since Strangers beat out Insidious,
it's got to win. And 1,000 Corpses does get...
Look at what House of 1,000 Corpses fought. The Conjuring?
A lot.
Man, and he Pearl. Earned his way.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. It. What did Strangers have to overcome?
So we went blood for blood.
Strangers got a buy. Strangers got in.
It was a one-seater. Yeah. It was a shoe-in.
Yeah, it just got dumped in
there. A Thousand Corpses should have been too, but like it just like Strangers just hit the bracket.
Hit at the right time.
It did.
Damn.
Like I'm saying,
we're stuck at 2-2.
So now, okay. So what are the factors now? Like I said, do we go gore for gore? Do we go,
It's not really gory. What could happen?
Not that gory.
There you go.
It's just kind of kind of.
Dude!
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine somebody knocking at my door at 3 in the morning.
Tonight. And you walk outside and your truck is on fire?
Oh. Now we're talking real.
And then next thing you know, your phone, which we have cell phones, but like your power line's disconnected to your home.
That's some real shit.
And then next thing you know, it's like the windows are rattling. And you find out that there's more than one. And you don't know the motive.
That's true.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
Dr. Satan.
It started out as a theme park ride.
Yeah. Some gasoline and chicken. Come on.
Yeah.
It has been said the entire time.
That's right.
This is why it's hard.
Yeah.
This is why they made it
down to the bottom.
This is Duke versus North Carolina.
I don't know if anybody heard what Cobb just said. Say it again, Cobb.
Motherfucker got blood all over my best clown suit.
Is it going for comedy's sake?
I mean...
Fuck you. Fuck your mama.
Fuck your sister.
Is Tamara home?
See, it's got a creepy song, too.
Johnny Cash?
Is that Johnny Cash? I know it just sounds about like Tiny Tim, but country style.
I think we're still split. I still say Strangers. I know you, maybe 1,000 Corpses.
I'm the swinger again. Damn.
I would say the 1,000 Corpses ending's a little weakish.
In comparison to Strangers, because Strangers makes you feel fucking empowered at the end. You know, I'm going to be able to kill these motherfuckers if they come.
All right.
They get killed.
Yeah, but you
feel like couch. All right, Daniel. Yeah. Why'd you do this? I know you're 1,000 Corpse guy.
That's fine. Hey, everybody.
The Dr. Satan part was a laydown.
That was. That really.
And it didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere. But I know we've talked about it in the past too, to where it was like maybe that was just a hallucination of
fair
of what. So it could have been in there for some reason. So.
I swing with Strangers. It's y'all two.
That's three against one, man.
Three against one. There you go.
Damn, I feel like, ew. Yeah. How did I do this to my baby?
Felt dirty about that one. All right.
Strangers fucked me up, though, when I first... I'm like, I was glad I watched that during the day.
Yeah. So Strangers won, and Strangers 2 is just as good, I say. Well, I mean, you knew what was going to happen. Yeah. You knew it was going to happen in Strangers 2.
Look at Strangers.
It's Trailer Park, dog.
The confetti flying from the rooftop of the arenas. Strangers.
Strangers traversed many battles.
And I don't know. Like
over a treacherous terrain.
This has been the 2022 Oktoberfest.
You gonna hang it up?
I don't know what the fuck we do with this.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
October Madness.
Use it again for my Christmas horror.
Oh, already know the winner.
I like Krampus. Yeah.
Krampus.
Black Christmas.
I would put a...
Black Christmas is a good one.
Yeah. Better Watch Out.
Better Watch Out
is a good one. Jack Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah, not the one with
That's a snowman, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm talking about the one with Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's fucking weird.
You could put
movie.
Gremlins in
we
there.
We should make this into the NFT, man.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's horrorish.
It is.
The Gremlins scary one? Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's scary. Don't give them water.
It's Christmas.
I'm pretty satisfied with this. Is there any film on here like you felt like just got absolutely robbed?
Hmm.
just because of what it had to go
where
against.
Where it had to go against.
And here, I'll pass it around and kind of, I know I've been looking at it.
You want to set it up?
Yeah, we'll look at it where we both all can see it.
From the beginning here, let's see.
Somebody, Scary Stories, no, well, actually, HH, was that, what was that, Haunted House thing?
HH?
I don't even know what that is. Hell House. Hell House.
No, Hell House was on the other side.
Where were we at? Where was it? Where is it?
Top left.
Right here.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. What did it be? What was HH?
I may have forgot.
What one?
Hubie Halloween.
Scary Stories.
Hubie Halloween. Oh, was it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's fucking Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. So there was no highway robbery there. Yeah.
I would say, just because I haven't seen Pearl, I would say it probably got robbed.
I think, yeah, so give it a circle. I think it gets circled.
I think Pearl got robbed just because of where it was.
And because nobody had really
seen
it.
So.
Only me.
Yeah.
And that two old couple.
Like, did Halloween get treated unfairly?
No, I don't think so.
It had to fight Insidious.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Halloween is
Jason.
Halloween.
Well, Jason hadn't had any in like 2000s, has he? Or like, Freddy hadn't either.
None that were.
Well, Jason had a remake. It's just pretty college kid.
Freddy versus Jason. Yeah. Not that was like 99.
That's very.
You got to think there's no robbing there because they're always gonna live on about.
There was a Friday the 13th
classics remake.
That's a point, dude. That's a point. That's a point.
It was a Friday 13th remake in like 2009.
Hostel, I think, could have been given a little more.
Well, you got
more.
Your typical stoner, the hot girls, the token black guy.
I think Hostel should have been given a little more love.
Hostel, he says.
Hostel was a good one.
Is Hostel need a circle?
Because, dude, that shit was so, so wild, man.
What about, like, did y'all ever see the movie, what was it, Ruins? With the plants?
I think I've seen it.
It didn't even hit
Paranormal Activity for me.
Yeah, give them both of
those. Give Paranormal Activity a circle.
It had to fight Insidious.
Yeah. It was good, too.
Hostel,
right above
it.
Right above it there.
Wow, the left-hand bracket was really packed.
Paranormal had to go up against the Final Four opponent.
I think American Psycho deserves a circle.
Yeah, for sure, because it was in there.
It battled hard.
Patrick Bateman?
It had to fight a lot.
Go to the furthest one.
Here.
Yeah, the furthest you can go. It made it far.
Yeah, it did.
Now, the second one...
I don't even really think Texas Chainsaw deserves it, you know? I don't, like...
I mean, it rode so long on...
I think it
just
back
Bill
to
for
Danny's
hot.
Point.
Yeah, it's going to... The classics are going to hold true no matter
what. Yeah, they're going to be
you're
there.
You're going to have Leatherface. You're going to have...
We'll be talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the next Halloween episode. Yeah,
this Conjuring 2.
Hope he's better than the last one. If he's a new one.
Conjuring 2 beat...
It made it pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in there, far. Yeah.
I think Evil Dead and Conjuring 2 both need circling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we both...
Didn't they fight? They fought each other?
That was a fight in between right there, so...
Yeah.
So really, that could have been a stalemate along with House of a Thousand Corpses and Trick or Treat.
Yep.
Circling to a race later.
This actually looks pretty good from far off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little...
Like, you can't read everything?
Yeah, you can't really figure it out if you just looked at it, but it is, it's there.
Dude, I should have Googled a March Madness bracket or something.
Yeah, then we'd have, like at least a plan.
Then I could have run by 80.
Dude, making up a plan was half the episode. Yeah, it was for content.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a plan-as-you-go type situation, and it turned out to be a nice little horror mural.
Well, take a picture.
Yeah.
Anything to do before signing out? Do a little straightening.
Yeah, straighten it for you.
Well, this has been your Halloween episodes of Porch Talk. Big John
did it.
Mr. Webb.
Hey, it was a fun run right there.
Brother Cobb, who came up with the entire idea, and like,
shout out to strangers, man. I didn't think it.
They did it. Yeah.
Who did you think when you were making the list? Who was your...
I was trying to think of the next movie.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
understandable.
Fair
enough. Yeah.
Like, if you just, like, off the top of your head, like... I know we just battled it out, but...
And there were plenty that probably, you know, they weren't even.
If it was just matched up a little bit differently.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could do it all. We could do it all over again.
Think about if
the wild card.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about if the Descent had gotten Hocus Pocus 2.
That's fair.
The Descent would have went way farther.
Yeah, that was a week. That was a, like, some of these brackets kind of came out a little weak.
Yeah. Well, as they do.
I wanted to put different stuff in there.
Yep.
Just want to put Hocus Pocus.
It's hard to see this or seed it because a lot of the films that we just kind of burned, it's like we burned them or we really couldn't speak highly because we didn't even know what they were about. We didn't even know what they were. Yeah. Cobb is like, I've seen all of them.
I've seen everything.
So I guess you are the one that's like, did the best movie win, Cobb?
I think the tournament worked itself out, man. I would have had 1,000 Corpses in there as my, if I had to bet on it like a racehorse.
Yeah.
And it made it.
And I would have had Strangers in the Final Four.
But I mean, it was number 2.
Yeah. I mean, that was. I think it did went hard.
I mean, the teams come out, and this is what they practice for.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they have been working their whole 2000s for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Whenever y'all picked Strangers over House of 1,000 Corpses, I was like Nick Saban over on the side.
You was like, if you saw a pass weekend and when that dude tried to pick up that football and it punched.
Give me the.
In the end of the day, we all think about this late at night.
I still jump every time my door knocks. Like, somebody knocks on my door and I'm not expecting somebody to come. I'll be like, why are you here? Because, you ain't expecting somebody to come over. You're not. You might be sitting there in your underwear,
Fair.
I hear all kind of weird noises in my house. Well, I got another cat just to justify all the damn noises I hear at night.
Oh, so, we are in the old haunted spot.
Yeah. And now my cat actually goes down that hallway, so that light doesn't go off randomly. Or if it does, I blame it on the cat.
It helps me sleep better.
It's the cat's fault.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe one last question to walking out of the door, guys, is, and I know that's why, Jeepers Creepers got put in on the bracket, just because, that was what freaked me out when I first watched it, turned into a feel-good, what horror film is, really kind of turned into, your feel-good? Like, I can watch Justin Long, Jeepers Creepers, and it's
just
a good film. Yeah,
it is.
Is there any film that falls into this?
There's no controversy behind that director.
Yeah, fair.
I can watch.
That's a new one out, by the way.
I can watch Rob Zombie's movies anytime.
Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2 was fine. Enough.
The third one's.
It was about the truck.
Yeah, it was about.
It's a new one in Redbox.
What's it about? The wing?
I don't know. It's just called Reborn. Jeepers Creepers Reborn, I think.
I'm going to find
the wing. That wing flapping when he gets run over is pretty dope.
Bat wing.
My favorite part's where he's throwing the bodies down that well or whatever.
He looks up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that point of view of Justin Long's look at him throwing over. Bodies in that thing. It's realistic.
Yeah.
Because, think about it. If you drove by somebody and somebody's throwing bodies in a pit.
That was one of the most freakish scenes, and that was almost first 5-10 minutes
in.
It set the tone.
Well, that's definitely a body.
Yeah,
it set the tone for the movie.
And he looks kind of weird.
Hey, another freakish scene. It ain't horror. Fargo. You seen Fargo?
Fargo. It's rough.
When the couple get killed at the beginning, and somebody gets killed, and a couple drive by seeing it or something. It's like, what in the hell?
Okay then.
Alrighty.
So there we are.
Damn.
Strangers after all.
Strangers won.
We're ready to do another one.
We could probably do another one with different horror movies.
I've really enjoyed the Halloween episodes that we've done, but I gotta say I think this one might be
probably the funnest. I'll say, definitely.
Okay. Just try to think of another
Good job, Cobb.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Great. Way to go, buddy.
All right, and like I said, if you have any comments that you would like to make, you don't agree, you tell Big John and he'll tell you where to shove it.
Yeah, he'll tell you where to put them.
All right, we're out of here.
Later, guys.
Halloween.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.